Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah!
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like tea.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here with your host, Luke Mead, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver in the beautifully asbestos-free Student Union Building. And today, lots of really great new stuff to play for you guys. A lot of psych, a lot of summertime kind of music. But the first part of the show, we're going to dedicate to the Rock in Opposition movement, which was a short-lived but wonderfully enjoyed scene that happened in the mid-70s. Striving to be a direct contrast to disco and punk. As a matter of fact, it was more punk rock than punk was, actually, because it was dense and challenging and very, very, very amazing scene. And what's just happened this week is Universe Zero, one of the very first Rock in Opposition bands, have re-released their very first album, thanks to the kind folks at Suniform Records. And we have it here. And Universe Zero, instrumental Belgian band, mid-70s, amazingly, amazingly dark chamber music, featuring, of all instruments, the bassoon on most of the tracks. So we're going to check that out for the first 15 minutes of the show, and we'll be back to talk to you in a second. This is the first song on Universe Zero's very first album, better known as 1313, but it is just a self-titled record, and this track is called Rond.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
some relentlessly pounding, insane orchestral music there that you just heard by Kingdom Shore, who are a string quartet out of Ottawa, Ontario. Brand new album by them entitled And All the Dogs to Shark. You heard Stray Bullet singing It's Not What You Say But Who You Give It To. Kingdom Shore, absolutely amazing avant-garde orchestral music. And before that, you heard some seriously progged out stuff. Universe Zero from Belgium, 1977, and it's the reissue of their first album, thanks to Suniform Records. And you heard an amazingly bassooned track entitled Ronde. And you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to move into a little bit more pleasant territory, shall we say. And it's 12 noon and, you know, the weather's kind of nice out. So this is kind of a little hipster band that I actually like and kind of been getting some attention here at CITR. But this is a lovely little tune called Them Pleasures of the Flesh by A Faulty Chromosome.
Thank you. assistant. Fear of the roar, which booms from places dust and silver and honey. I've broken the backs of bigger animals than you. But keep those ideas locked behind your pointy teeth. Isn't it funny what a simple bird like me is capable of when it comes to survival?
One of the best releases of this year, if you ask me, Mr. Andy Dixon, his brand newest one called The Mice of Mount Career. You just heard the Ostrich Fight Song, available on Ake Records, and you can check it out at akerecords.com. And it is happens to be the number one album here at CITR this week, actually. Before that, let's go through the whole set there. We started off with A Faulty Chromosome, who are kind of a hipstery, I don't know what you want to call them. I really like that tune, though. The Them Pleasures of the Flesh, it's called. And you can check them out. They have a MySpace page, of course, and they're darlings of places like, Pitchfork and all that kind of stuff. Really, really, really cool lo-fi electronic kind of stuff. After that, another great youngster group, No Age. Their full length, finally out on Sub Pop Records. Nouns, it's called. And we heard Eraser. And then some serious distorto stuff growing off of the Social Registry recordings. I can tell you how much I love this record. Swell was the name of that track. Yeah, Growing, Social Registry. Check it out. You're listening to Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Any Noise people out there want to go see Wolf Eyes? If you do, give me a call at 822-2487. I have a pair of tickets to give away. Wolf Eyes, if you're a fan. If you haven't seen them, they're a riot. They're absolutely, they're noisy as hell, and they usually get completely falling down drunk and really, really, really fun to see. But if you want to go for free, give me a shout here, 822 2487. This is the Swell Maps going out to Oswaldo and his crew.
We'll be right back. the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Frank will be here in a couple hours. Rumbletone Radio Go-Go every Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. Get your garage psych rock on. This show is called The Noise, however, and stay tuned. 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak happening. We've got The Green Majority, Canada's only environmental show, and then Democracy Now! At 2 o'clock. And, yeah, you just heard the Swell Maps there off of A Trip to Marineville. With Full Moon in My Pocket, and can't believe that no one wants to go to Wolf Eyes. Give me a call. They're really great. I can't go, so, you know, go for me. 822-2487. Free Wolf Eyes tickets. Speaking of upcoming shows, too, these guys are going to be in town on July 30th, and you do not want to miss this band. And the only band to actually physically make my ears hurt. This is something brand new. By Boris.
Tonight I met so well. Thank you.
Wow, that is the last time you're going to hear that record played on this show. I apologize about that wholeheartedly. The band is called Jex Toeth. They're from Sweden. They call themselves psychedelic. The track was called Nothing Left to Die, but I can think of one more thing that should, and it's that album. Yeah, we're going to have to listen to some Carcass to clear our ear sockets about that.
On Thursday, May 29, at 7 p.m., come down to Tom Lee Music Hall for The Beautiful Struggle, a film screening of the documentary Diamonds in the Rough.
Ugandan youth culture has seen the recent emergence of hip-hop music as a culturally relevant and politically viable means of conveyance of positive ideas, political change, and community outreach. The documentary Diamonds in the Rough explores the lives of several young Ugandan hip-hop artists inspired to create politically and socially motivated music to spread their message of peaceful change to their communities and the world. The film will be followed by a Q&A with one of the stars of the film, Salas, followed by a rare live performance.
That's Beautiful Struggle, Thursday, May 29th at Tom Lee Music Hall, 3rd floor, 929 Granville Street. For more info, visit www.beautifulstruggle.ca.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Wrapping up, and like we do every week, we focus on the Nurse with Wound list. I've been getting some grief in the last couple of weeks, and if you do want to, you know, harass me or whatever, drop me a line at lukemead@hotmail.com, because everyone goes, hey, why don't you ever play Nurse with Wound? And I never do. So this week will actually be dedicated to Nurse with Wound, and also one of their most, if not one of the most, abrasive records of all time. We're going to listen to side one of the 150 Murderous Passions. We'll talk to you right at the top of the hour.